from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so one member of this show, this Ken and I have talked about this a lot. It's always a tradition around March Madness. Whether or not you're going to get taken care of down below.
Snipped.
So that you never have kids again. Well, I'm actually going through the process, and I had my appointment yesterday, my consultation.
Wow. How was it?
Got naked in front of a complete stranger, and...
Sounds like a regular Thursday for you.
I hadn't done this in a while. I mean, I'm not using a gym right now where, you know, you walk around naked, and it's just kind of the thing you do. For some people do. I don't know.
You're at a normal gym instead?
No, I'm not. Once the second kid came, I was told it was going to be harder to work out. I'm not Keith Britton. I don't.
Well, nobody's Keith Britton.
I don't somehow take 2 hours out of my busy day to then still find a way to work out. I don't know how his wife allows that. I am not allowed to do that. I am not permitted. I have responsibilities.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It sucks. I would love to. I'd love to join Keith. Still not doing 2 hours. I think it's a little.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
But that's the last time that I'm really just walking around naked at any point in front of anybody.
So at the gym, you're just walking around naked?
No, I never did. There was coverage for most of that experience. Some guys do.
Would
some
you
guys
shower just, at your gym you I worked did, out at?
It all depended on the schedule. Like back in the day when I was in afternoons here, like I would go right after and work out a lot of days.
So like you would do updates until what, 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
And then you'd go work out after? Oh, that's miserable.
But yeah, I remember I was up late, so... That was inconsequential. Like I wasn't eating dinner till later. Everything was shifted.
When I work out, I love going to the gym before work. I love going to the gym at, you know, 5:30, 6 in the morning, going before work, coming home, showering, and then working.
You went to the gym yesterday?
No, urologist.
Oh.
And you know, I wondered. I didn't know if I was going to have to do that yesterday, but it just kind of, we're making small talk. We're talking about, you know, where we live.
This was
who we
like
know.
A first appointment for
yes.
this.
And well, because he asked who referred me, and then that took us down the rabbit hole of explaining who we know. And turns out he was playing coy. Like he knew exactly who I was.
Right. Well, I wanted to ask you that.
Yeah. Like, listener?
I don't know if he didn't fess up to being a listener.
Was it Elton in East Cleveland?
That would have been awesome. Elton, if you saw me yesterday, full frontal, it was an enjoyable experience. So my question to everybody is, are you going small talk when you're doing that? Or are you just letting the awkward silence kind of persist?
I mean, that's some heavy silence. That's some real heavy silence. I think you do have to go small talk. Like you have to make it as normal as you possibly can, which I'm sure you did. I do wonder the other part of this that I think is interesting is obviously you are a public figure of sorts. You're well known throughout this community. This guy, I don't know if he listens or not, but he knew who you were. Does that make it more or even maybe less awkward for you, considering that this guy who's down there checking you out knows who you are?
So
like, it's
silence,
not as if you're just...
Yeah, I have to say, silence just to me is like the worst thing in life when it's in an awkward situation. Like, mm-hmm. I am somebody who has no problem striking up a conversation. I don't always want to. It all just depends on the situation. Like this situation yesterday, I mean, it wasn't just full exposure. It was also some probing. It was also
there was contact made.
Also some maybe a little bit more caressing than I thought would happen.
Oh.
But that's part of the job.
Wow.
He has to make sure that everything is intact and everything is ready to go. So
now, did you do this before the small talk or after the small talk?
It was during. It was kind of during. It was kind of in the middle.
So what was the lead up like?
I didn't know. I didn't know that this would happen at all. I didn't know that there would be exposure or caressing.
Well, what did you think they were? What did you think the consultation was going to be?
Well, they got to do a site survey before they start building.
That is what happened.
You can't just go in blind.
That was due diligence. He had to make sure everything was intact.
Did he take notes?
There, you know what? No notes. Now, I wondered.
Just committed it to memory?
Would he have his help in there? He did not. It was just the two of us.
The two of you.
It was one-on-one.
Very intimate.
It
very
was.
Very intimate setting.
Did you feel like you needed a third party?
What, just for HR purposes?
Yeah.
Can't be too safe.
Hey, I've been an exhibitionist in the past, so but this was not the time or the
date.
Did
you need a guy in the corner in a launch?
Joe and Avon. Go ahead, Joe.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great to have you on.
He's great.
Good. I chimed in late, so you went full frontal at the National Card Show, or am I missing signals here?
Was Manziel there? I thought Manziel was supposed to be there. They didn't do the show on location from my appointment.
Well, you qualified as an exhibitionist. I didn't know if it extended to yesterday.
I
would have loved to seen Baskett and Phelps in the corner. Live from your urology appointment.
Look.
Now that's a remote.
I've gotten to the point, I think I'm mature enough to have fun, like mentally I can have fun in these situations. Like
sure.
It's such a ridiculous scenario. It's like right out of a Curb Your Enthusiasm. Like
it is.
Nobody enjoys this kind of thing, so you have to find enjoyment out of it.
Did you continue the small talk after this?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, by the time the clothes were back on.
You need to have them over.
You think we need to be friends?
I mean, if you're going to do all this and maybe the most intimate of setting that you can be in with another human being who you are not a romantic partner with.
But see, here's the thing. We have mutual friends. Like, that's how I was referred to this guy. So I think everybody in town is going to this guy and then having him over for dinner and golfing. Like, I think that's part of the deal.
Well, do you want him to keep a secret or do you want him to let something out?
Oh, I don't... Is this how you make
friends in your 40s?
You know what? I wondered about that because we have not made a lot of friends.
It's tough to make friends when you're an adult.
Especially with two newborns.
Yeah. You're
in a new community.
We haven't had people over. We don't really do a whole lot right now. So.
Right now, it's the people on your street, and soon it'll be the people that your kids go to school with.
Yeah, that's when you'll start making friends.
And your urologist, apparently.
I'm bracing for that. And our new urologist friend.
Now, did the conversation change when your pants dropped? Like, were you talking about one thing, or did it just keep on going?
No, it was a lot about property taxes, best golf courses in town. It was a lot of that. While I was naked. And his hands were
I mean, no time like that, huh?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.